Well, welcome to another episode of Texas Homegrown Music. Maylee Thomas here, and my guest today is Jackie Darlene. And Jackie Darlene is an original Texas artist from Waco. She's got a great career ahead of her. She's got a new record she's getting ready to drop out there in music land, so you guys get ready. We're going to be playing some new songs off of it today. And also, in getting to know her, I found out that she's actually the granddaughter of Whitey Schaefer. And for those of you that follow Texas music and Texas songwriters, probably one of his most famous songs he wrote was All My Exes Live in Texas. And she's doing her own thing and going on her own journey. Actually got to get to sing a song with her grandfather before his passing about a year and a half ago. But I'm really proud of her, and I'm proud of the way that she's decided to do her own thing and not use that, you know, as a platform. But she should be proud of it for sure. So she's making out her own journey and through the music world. And speaking of a journey, I'm going to sing for you, This Is My Journey. And when I come back after that, we'll be with Jackie Darlene. Well, hey, everybody. Here we are, Texas Homegrown Music. And my guest today is Jackie Darlene. And I've been really looking forward to this, Jackie. It's so good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Well,
I haven't done an interview in so long, so forgive me.
That's okay. I've been a fan for a long time. I've been playing your song Guilty for over a year now. I don't know what it is about that song, but it really moves me. And as a result, I've looked into what you're doing. I know you're working on a new record that's going to drop in a few months. So I'm excited about that. We're going to share some of that music today. So all you listeners out there, you are so lucky. You get to hear things before it's even out there in the airwaves. So thank you for that, Darlene, for sharing.
Thank you for sharing my music.
So you're originally from Waco, Texas. So Anna, let's just give me a little elevator pitch about Jackie Darlene and what got you started in music.
So music is something that runs in my family.
Okay.
First of all,
tell me how that is.
My grandfather, his name is Whitey Schaefer.
Okay.
And he passed away a year and a half ago in January of 2019. But he had a very long music career. He wrote songs like All My Exes Live in Texas. I don't know. I know you know that song.
Yes, of course.
And he
when
co-wrote...
you said Whitey Schaefer, I was like, Whitey Schaefer, like the songwriter?
Yes, that's my grandpa. And we actually have a song together, one of his older songs that's on Spotify and iTunes. We did his song, I Never Go Around Mirrors, that he wrote with Lefty Frizzell. And then he... So yeah, go check that out if you haven't. We did that together when he was 82.
Wow. And so he just passed away in 2018. Is that what you said?
2019.
How old was he?
He was 84. So we recorded that song 2 years before he passed away.
And, wow.
Yeah, that's where it really stemmed from in our family. He co-wrote just Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind with my grandmother. And that... You know, his success with music made my mom, my aunt, and my uncle all want to pursue music as well. So they can all sing and play guitar. So I grew up around that.
Like, that's fantastic.
Every weekend we'd have parties out at our house, not me, but like my parents, and they would just sit around and play and sing harmonies. And that was totally normal for me. I didn't even think it was a big deal about the songs my grandpa wrote until I got older and realized how often they were played, and like all the songwriter friends I started making were covering all of his songs. And
now I know the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. And because I've been listening to your lyrics, and you're definitely an old soul, Jackie, for sure. You're not old enough to be able to write all that stuff.
I feel like I had some past lives I don't know about. I've always felt like an old soul. Even when I was a child, I remember being like as young as maybe 4 or 5 and playing in the front yard and writing songs about like the birds in the sky, and like just felt so much passion inside of me regarding songwriting and music and just the world.
It's definitely a gift. And as you probably have felt, you know, you since, I don't know, it's almost like it's not what you do, it's who you are, right?
When you do this,
and I sense that with you. So I've been, you know, reading up on some of your lyrics, and I know we're gonna play Man on the Moon after this first segment, and I was reading those lyrics and thinking, well, there's some self-deprecation there for sure. You spend a New Year's Eve alone. I've done that in my early years. Of course, I think I told you earlier, I've been with my husband for 29 years. So it's been a long time since I've had a New Year's Eve alone. But what was that song about? Because I know you have a relationship now, and you've got a beautiful daughter, and
those songs are much older. I have a whole new album of songs right now that are about the last year. But before I got into this amazing relationship 2 years ago, I had spent a lot of time being single, several years, and New Year's Eve is my birthday. So,
Oh, wow.
A lot of years in a row, I would see people having someone to kiss, or like, you know, having a being with a significant other on New Year's Eve is always a nice thing. And I didn't have that for a long time. So that's really what the song is about. Sorry about my phone.
That's all right. Well, you definitely have it now. Yes. And I, you know, that's one other thing that we have in common, because my husband plays guitar with me and has, you know, for a really long time, like I said. And I know that Zach and you do a lot of shows together. And not only do you do shows together, but I noticed that you do double bills a lot, where he'll open up, you know, the night, and then you'll play. And I stalked you through some of your live performances that you did over the summer. And I thought that was so cute how you guys share that passion together.
That's really sweet of you to say. We really do like feel a connection with each other with music. And we both do our own things separately, but we love playing shows together for sure. We do several duets. We've written a duet together, and we do a Guy Clark duet and a John Prine duet. So it's very fun and folky.
Did you meet him from playing music?
Yes. We met through mutual friends first, through, you know, so I saw him at different shows with a bunch of people on the lineup. And then he got asked to fill in a show for a friend of mine I was supposed to song swap with. And so we had to song swap together. And that's where we first actually like sat down and played together. And then we just kept in touch and turned into a relationship. So it really happened very organically. And I'm really glad it did. I don't spend my birthday alone.
Which is great.
At what?
And through music, which is great, because as you know, it's really a hard life for someone to be with someone that's a musician. And I often say, you know, having bands for so long and different players, you know, we'll have a guy in the band and he'll meet his girlfriend from a gig, you know, at a show, and then they'll get together and fall in love. And then all of a sudden she wants him home all the time. And, you know, it's like, hello, you met him playing music. You know, this is their passion. Why would you want to take that away from them? So it's a lot easier if you both understand that, like I said, this is not something that you do. It's just, it's who you are. And to not do that is like taking away the soul of a musician.
Absolutely. Yeah. And luckily we don't really have to go out on the road separately too much. I know that the time will come when that will happen, but just regarding music in general, he understands everything I'm going through and I understand what he's going through. So it's great that we have that in common. It's great.
And you've got something else in common. You've got a beautiful little girl.
Yeah. We get to raise Marley Rose together, and that's a whole adventure on its own. Like, it's amazing. He's the best dad. She is the best kid. Life is really amazing.
How old is she now?
She'll be 3 on November 8th.
Wow. Okay. So, that's a fun age. I've got a grandson that's 3 and just talking up a storm and, you know, wants to do everything themselves. And it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. You have to practice your patience. That's the main thing I'm learning right now, because they're just so eager to do everything and you don't want them to get hurt. You know, sometimes you can't communicate exactly why they can't do something in a way that they'll understand. And I'm definitely learning how to be patient and better at communication because of her.
With two parents that are musicians, do you see a desire for her to go in that direction?
Yes. She loves music, likes all instruments. She came to a show with us last Sunday at an ice cream parlor. We thought it'd be fun to take her since it was in an ice cream place. And she got up and did a song and did it twice because she loved it so much that everyone clapped. She said again. So she did it again. She's definitely a little entertainer for sure.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, so tell me, what have you been doing over this COVID thing? Because a lot of my friends, you know, it's the first time in our lives that we had months where we couldn't just go out and make money with tips alone. I mean, you know, no, not forget about playing big gigs. I noticed that you guys have done some live streaming, and I'm so glad to see that. Have you felt the real pressure of, you know, not being able to play, and how has it hit you financially? Are you guys doing okay? And
we weren't at the beginning. Financially, we had to have a little bit of help from family, but we started doing a lot of live shows each week on Facebook. That really helped. And then candles I made.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. So you've got a little candle company called Hippie Hollow Candles.
Yes.
And so if you're out there, people, she makes soy candles, and you can find them on Instagram and on Facebook. And in fact, I'm going to talk to her when the show's over about having her do some for us as well for our Live Life store. But how did you get into that?
My mom was doing candles most of my childhood.
Okay.
As a job, she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom after she quit her job being a lab tech. So she needed a way to make a little extra money just to for herself or for whatever she wanted to contribute. So she started making candles and soaps and with aromatherapy oils. And that's what I grew up around, was her doing that. And
a true hippie at heart. I got to meet your mom.
Yeah. You guys would love each other. She's very down to earth.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that is so cool. And I'm so glad to hear that you guys have made it through. And I know that you've got a few gigs coming up starting. I think you're playing on the September 19th in Granbury at the Silver Saddle Saloon. Yes. So we'll be sure to mention that again before the show's over for all the fans out there. But for right now, I want to play that song, Man on the Moon. And you guys, when you hear her voice and you hear this songwriting ability, you'll know why I say that this girl is got a real career ahead of her, and she's young and beautiful and got a great, husband. Well, I'm not going to say husband. You guys aren't doing that
exactly
yet.
But, you know, we don't have labels on it right now.
No. And you know, hey, you didn't hear it from me, because I don't know how your family feels about it, but you don't have to get married. I mean, you know, you guys have a relationship and you've got a child together. Everything's cool in my world.
Everything's great. I mean, I'd love to get married one day, but we're not ready for that at the moment financially.
Well, here we go with Jackie Darlene, a song called Man on the Moon. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these other songs she's got coming out. And I'm learning something already about it. I didn't know that your grandfather was Whitey Schaefer. That's incredible. And now I know why you've got such a beautiful ability to write. So again, Man on the Moon with Jackie Darlene, and we'll be right back.
So bright, are you to blame for my New Year's Eve look, or am I just not enough? I've got some questions, if you've got some answers, send me a sign. if you've got some answers, send me a sign and I'll put it on paper. 'Cause his warmth is enough to tide me over until the next day.
And you're listening to Texas Homegrown Music with Bailey Thomas
on KHYI 95.3. gets any better than that now.
Okay, here we are back with Jackie Darlene. And Jackie, I didn't do my homework to find out about Whitey Schaefer being your grandfather, and I'm sorry about that.
It is okay. I haven't shared much about it on my social media. I kind of just, you know, play my own stuff and post my own stuff. But I used to talk a lot about the family lineage back when I started doing music full time in 2015. And after a while, I just realized, you know, like, I'm my own person. I don't need to mention his name every time I want to make a connection with someone. Or, you know, I'm very proud that he's my grandfather, but I don't.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Post about it, you know.
Well, I admire that about you. But at the same time, I think that, you know, people are interested in knowing stuff like that. And I get it. I mean, it's like, I don't blame you for not wanting to just throw that out there in front of everything. But at the same time, I think it kind of gives credibility to the fact that you're such an incredible songwriter. And a lot of people, you know, I would say genetically, some of those things do get passed through. There's no doubt about it in my mind. You know,
check out that song, too, when you get a chance, the one we did together.
Yeah. What was the name of it again?
I Never Go Around Mirrors.
Okay, I never go around. Well, you know, I don't think there's anybody that has listened to country music that doesn't know all my exes live in Texas.
No, there's not. Everyone knows that song.
Yeah, fortunately, not all my exes live in Texas, even though I was born here. That's probably a good thing because I got a lot of them.
Mine do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of them?
A few, but... You know, that's
all right.
That's life.
That is life. And you know what? It's kind of cool. I tell my girls all the time, I've got two daughters and two boys, that my boys are married, my girls are not. And I tell them all the time, you know what? It's okay to go out there and figure out what you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. How else will you know what you want if you don't, you know, try everything? Is not trying to sound like make that sound bad, but you know.
No. I do know exactly what you mean. Yeah. So you live in Toller, Texas.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. That's between Stephenville and Granbury. And that's where Zach's family's from, where he grew up. And we moved out here a few months ago, right when COVID hit, to save money. Because we couldn't afford the rent we were paying in Fort Worth. It was too high and shows were dwindling, so we had no option.
That's how it is in the metropolis, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah, and I get it. And so you live out in the country, and I noticed that there's a place that you play. I wish I could remember the name of it, but it's like under the trees, and you were on like a flatbed or something. Where is that?
That is across the street from the Greenwood Saloon in Bluffdale. There's a lot that Ed Ogle owns. He's the leader. He's not the leader of the picker circle. He runs the picker circle at the Greenwood every Sunday.
Okay.
And that's his property across the street. So when COVID hit, he basically said, like, you know, anyone can do a show out here. If we're supposed to play at the Greenwood, you can come set up out here. And so that's what we've been doing. And they've been having some picker circles over there too, as well.
What a great idea. And being outside, we just played two shows last night and the night before, and we were able to do it because they're outdoors. One of them was literally called a drive-in concert, where we had people drove their cars there and they had a little section that they could park in and people would take their chairs out. And then we played at a winery that was just beautiful out under the stars, and everybody was spread out, and we had a good crowd. I think there's like, they sold out. It was 300 plus people. And it was just a really nice way to get through this pandemic without making it too dangerous for people to be right on top of one another right now. And I know people are just itching to hear live music. I know for me, I love being in connection with people. I like having that, I like having that energy. And I have been missing it so badly. This is the longest I've ever gone without playing consistently. And, if you've got it in your soul, like I know you do, because I can tell, it's really hard to get through this without playing in front of an audience.
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly lost my mind a little bit when we weren't playing any shows. I just felt useless and just down. You know, my record was supposed to come out this summer. I had a single that was supposed to release in February, but the label that was going to sign me told me to not upload it because they wanted to distribute it and upload it. And then COVID hit and no phone calls returned after that.
Ugh.
Yeah. So well, I've just been left to do this on my own at this point.
Well, I have been encouraging all of my musician friends to, in today's world and with the way that we buy music now and listen to music now, I've been encouraging them to just upload singles here and there to kind of, you know, bait people for the record. So I would, you know, if you're doing it on your own, I would do that, Jackie, and go ahead and release at least one of your songs as a single and get people's appetite ready for the whole record at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
I've listened to your stuff and it's incredible. I tell you, I'm so impressed with how easily you can sing. Here's the deal, all you listeners out there. She's got a rendition of The Grass is Blue, the Dolly Parton song of The Grass is Blue on her Facebook page, which gives you an idea of just the beautiful fabric of her voice. And I'm just so impressed, Jackie, at the ease that you have of singing those high notes. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful sound. And I'm just so proud of you. And I think you've got an incredible future ahead of you. I really do.
Thank you so much for that encouragement. That definitely.
Well, I know I'm not the first person to come along and tell you that you've got a gift, but you know, sometimes you want to hear it from another musician, and not that I mean anything, but I'm just telling you, you've got an incredibly beautiful voice. And a friend of mine, Carrie Langford, is the one that turned me on to you about a year ago. And I said, I got to have this girl. I think I reached out to you last year and you said, I'm working on a record. When I get close to releasing it, I want to get on the show. So here we are finally.
Yes. And thank you again for all of this.
Well, I'm just so glad to have you on. And for all you people out there, she's going to have a song on our YouTube channel. So you guys be sure to check that out. And of course, her podcast will be available right after the show airs. And I just know you're going to enjoy listening to all this new music from Jackie Darlene. So is that going to be on your new record?
He went with me to Nashville when we recorded it. But it's a very personal album. So I did my own harmonies. I wrote all the songs. And I think the next one, I definitely want him to be a part of it.
Well, so how was the process for you on recording? I'm always interested in knowing, was it anything different from the first record that you released that I've been playing off of?
Is there anything different? What do you mean? Oh, off a new
process.
Record?
Yeah. I mean, you went to Nashville and did you get Nashville players to play with you on it?
So do you know who Will Hogue is? Will Hogue?
No.
He's so amazing. You should go check his music out. He's pretty much made it. He's written some songs that like Eli Young Band has cut. Will Hogue produced it.
That is. Okay.
He produced it and we recorded at the Sound Emporium.
Okay.
He's the one that hired the musicians. He basically just hired his own band and we live tracked for all the songs. And I went back and, you know, if I wanted to fix anything vocally, I did, and then did my own harmonies separately from that.
Did you do it all in one process? Were you in Nashville for a week?
5 days.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 days. We did it all. And it helped me a lot just in my life.
You are a better person. You sound like a tremendously sweet soul, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you even better, Jackie. For right now, I want to play that song After All This Time. And we come back, I want to talk about the song that you're going to do for us. And we're also going to play Faith Within Me. So we'll be right back with Texas Homegrown Music and my guest, Jackie Darlene.
Mapping out some different plans. There's no telling where I might be. Come this year on Christmas Eve, the train rolls by. It's another day. The sun goes down, but nothing left to say. All my tears have all run dry, and I'm still here after all this time. There's just some things you can't foresee, like a newborn baby on Halloween. The train rolls by, it's another day. The sun goes down with nothing left to say. All my tears have all. I'm working hard to get my fill. Some days they just don't seem real, but I don't think I'll ever change. The highway's gonna call my name. The train rolls by, it's another
y'all. This is Matt Hillier from 1100 Springs, and I want to let you know that you are listening to Texas Homegrown Music with Maylee Thomas.
All right, here we go. Back with Jackie Darlene. And so, Jackie, you've got a show coming up on September the 19th in Granbury at the Silver Saddle Saloon. Tell me all of the social media outlets that people can find you on. I know that you're on Facebook, and is it under Jackie Darlene Music?
Yes, that's Facebook. Instagram is the same tag. Twitter is Jackie Darlene TX.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to your sweet boyfriend, father of your child, and sidekick. I don't even know how to introduce him other than he's a cutie patootie. I know that. And his name is Zach Pack. So you guys, he's also got a career out there. And I think it's just wonderful that you guys share that together. So if you looked him up, go check him out for some shows. I know they're playing around Texas some, and we're all going to be out on the road again come after the new year, as soon as we get this COVID thing figured out.
Yes.
And I know everybody is looking forward to seeing people live, but you are doing a few concerts, and I know that you're available for some house concerts. So yes, people reach out.
I love those more than regular shows sometimes.
Well, they're a lot more personable, and I like it too. I like being right there with the audience, so it's an amazing way to connect with your fans. So if you guys are interested in that, look her up and reach out to her. You can PM her, I'm sure, on her Facebook, and she'll get back with you. Absolutely. And it's a way for us to continue to help these musicians, because I hated at the very beginning when we were slated as non-essential, because I think music is essential for people to stay happy and be, content in life. I think music is, it can revolutionize your life. And I know for me, my whole life, I look to music to calm my spirit and bring me to a great, inner peace. So unfortunately, I was slated at the very beginning. I told my husband, I said, oh my gosh, the first time in my life I've been called non-essential. What's up?
Yeah, music is definitely essential for everyone. That's what it's a universal tool to bring us all together.
Absolutely. So we're going to play Faith Within Me. And then I want everybody to be sure and check out our Facebook page for Texas Homegrown Music, and also our YouTube channel, because Jackie's going to send us a beautiful song, acoustic, and we'll upload that as well. Well, I really have enjoyed getting to know you, Jackie, and I'm looking forward to meeting Zach and Marley, and just perhaps have you at our venue sometime. I don't know if you knew that we have a venue at the Guitar Sanctuary, and also at Tupps Brewery, where I book acts as well. We'd love to have you guys come out and play sometime. Would you do that?
I totally would. You don't even have to ask me that. Like, seriously.
Absolutely. And don't forget her candles, Hippie Hollow candles, the soy candles that she makes.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, and I'm about to launch a whole bunch of stuff on there. So I don't have any followers. So maybe I created this Instagram account just recently for the candle company. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to get on there and be a follower first off the bat.
You might be the first one.
Hey, cool. I love it.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie, thank you so much for being on the show. And for all my listeners, we'll be right back to talk about it.
Faith within me. Over time, I've accepted some things never change. If I give in to my vices, maybe I won't feel the pain. I faith within me.
We're going to take you out with a song by Darryl Perry that he just released called And Away We Go. So away we go. Remember to love life. You get out of it what you put into it. Thank you to the Guitar Sanctuary and Tupps Brewery for making it possible for us to come to you every week. And we'll see you next time.
I think it's time we beat it, huh? Love led us astray a little too far. Probably best that she let us know, let us know, for us to head on down the road, down the road. And away we go, taking twists and turns. Hey, I got your back. Yeah, the teardrops burn, but we're right on track. Over bumps and cracks, we'll just take it slow. Over bumps and cracks, we'll just take it slow.